Now I'd like to introduce our next presenter. Simona Kwan is a research scientist at the Institute of Community Health and Research at New York University School of Medicine. Welcome, Simona.
Hello, everyone. My talk today is entitled Emerging Phenomenon of Black and Mild Brand Cigars Among Young Adult Urban African Americans. And this research was conducted as part of my postdoctoral fellowship at Johns Hopkins University. I just want to acknowledge my collaborators. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. So our overall specific aims were to develop strategies to limit tobacco use in the 18 to 24-year-old urban African-American population that were non-college attending, who are enrolled in work education training programs in Baltimore City. And we decided to use a two-phase multi-method approach to collect data using survey and qualitative data collection. Now, this is a population that is very under-researched, and we know that there are specific targeting marketed strategies that have been conducted toward the non-college urban African-American population. And so we really thought it was important for us to focus on this group in Baltimore City. And our overall specific aims were to examine the social and environmental factors related to tobacco use for this population and to carry out the project using a community-based participatory research approach. I'm going to be concentrating on phase two, which was a qualitative data collection, but I just want to go over really quickly some background statistics on that we received from the survey instrument. So in total, we surveyed 325 young adult African Americans living in Baltimore City. Of these 325, 54% reported being a current smoker. This is compared to 26% of the adult smoking rate in Maryland itself. And the national smoking rate for African Americans is 22%. So this is a very important issue in this community. So in the course of doing our survey instrument, we realized there were participants would stop us and ask us, well, we don't smoke cigarettes, but we smoke Black and Milds. Should I put down that I smoke cigarettes in the survey questionnaire? So we realized we needed to amend the survey instrument, and we went back and we added a question on Black and Milds. And Black and Mild is a small cigar or cigarillo, which I'll talk about a little bit later. With the amended survey, we surveyed additional 184 individuals, and of these individuals, 24% reported using Black and Milds. Of these smokers, 63% smoke both cigarettes and Black and Milds. But 32% of non-cigarette smokers smoke only Black and Milds. And we know, and we also found that they were smoking Black and Milds regularly. So within the past month, the mean average was 16 of these cigars smoked. So just wanted to give you a definition of cigars. Cigars are defined as any roll of tobacco that's wrapped in a leaf tobacco or a substance that contains tobacco in the wrapper. And on the left side in the middle is a regular cigarette. Above that is a little cigar. Those are machine rolled. They're very similar to cigarettes. And below that is a regular cigar. Number one is, again, a picture of the little cigar. Number two is a picture of a small cigar or cigarillo, which is what a Black and Mild is. The third one is a regular cigar, and the fourth one is a premium cigar. So according to national survey data, young adults 18 to 25 report the highest rates of past cigar use. And African-American young adults report the highest rate among all groups. And the small cigar market is the fastest growing segment of the cigar market with a 76% increase from 98 to 2004. So in terms of costs, states with high cigarette taxes, a pack of 20 cigarettes may cost half of what a pack of cigars will cost. So in Maryland, there's a 15% tax on cigars, which equals about 30 cents. But for cigarettes, it's about $1 at 44% of the price. So back when we did the research in Maryland in 2006, 2007, Newport Cigarettes, a pack which is, Newport's is the brand that our population smokes, our target population, 96% reported smoking only Newport Cigarettes. That would run you almost $5, $4.60. But a pack of Black & Milds was $3.30. We also know that there's a vibrant informal economy of the selling of loose cigarettes in Baltimore City. They're called loosies, and it's illegal, but you can buy on practically any street corner in the inner city of Baltimore two cigarettes for $1. And again, this is an illegal activity. But Black & Milds and any other cigars, you can buy loose, singly, in any convenience store, any other store, and they go for 75 cents for one cigar. So again, Black & Milds are cigarillos or small cigars. They are the top-selling cigar in the U.S. and the preferred cigar among African Americans, and the preferred brand. More women smoke them than men. And they're also available in several candy flavors, cherry, vanilla, apple. And the most popular flavor that was released pretty recently is wine flavored. And you can see the way they're selling them, they really do look like candy. It's on the counter, they're individually wrapped. If you can see, the warning label is on the box, but they're not on the individually wrapped cigars. So I'm going to concentrate on our phase two, which is the qualitative component of our study. We really want to understand what is the context of tobacco use for this population, the sociocultural context, and why the brand preference. We are seeing the brand preference in the Newport cigarettes, and then we're seeing it also for these Black & Mild cigars. So we surveyed a sample of the survey respondents. We performed four focus groups of 17 current smokers, 10 non-smokers, and we did in-depth interview, follow-up interviews. So this first set of quotes really speaks about the popularity of Black & Milds in our target population. When we asked them, what's the second most popular brand after Newport, they replied, this is a quote from one of our participants, Black & Mild, we don't front. Everybody who used to smoke Newports smoke Milds. I mean, as far as cigarettes, that's all we have here. I'm from around here, and that's what people smoke, Newports and Black & Milds. When I asked who smokes Black & Milds, this individual replied, a lot of people. It seems like if you smoke and you don't smoke Newports, you smoke Black & Milds. And I think these quotes also really highlight that there is confusion between the difference between a cigarette and a cigar. There wasn't really a distinction made. And when referring to Black & Milds, no one ever used none of our participants ever used the word cigar. They only said Black & Mild, and they weren't sure really what a cigar was. They thought a cigar was something fancy, and Black & Milds was something like Newports that everyone had access to. The other issue that we've found were that people were actually quitting cigarettes and smoking to switching to Black & Milds. So this quote is from one individual who said, from my experience, usually if they don't smoke a cigarette, or if they smoked a cigarette, they stop and they start smoking Black & Milds. It's for the taste, and they have the different flavors. Say they smoke it, cigarettes, regularly smoke it. They will stop smoking it just to smoke a Black & Milds permanently. So we wanted to really start to tease out some of the reasons why Black & Milds were gaining so much popularity among this target population. And one of the reasons, one of the sub-themes that we found were that our participants started to say that they're cheaper and they last longer. So this is just an example of one quote. It lasts longer to me, like you don't have to smoke Milds as often as you smoke cigarettes to me, and you don't have to smoke a whole Mild either. Like a lot of people who smoke cigarettes smoke whole cigarettes. I can smoke half a Mild and I won't need another one until I'm about to go to bed. And this was really echoed by several of our participants. The other sub-theme regarding the popularity of Black & Mild use was that they're affordable and you can buy them legally, singly. So this is one quote. "I'm not sure. It just happened when I didn't have a Newport one day, and they didn't sell Lucy's, but they would sell a Loose Black and Mild. I had it, and I didn't have enough for a pack, so this individual went ahead and bought a Loose cigar." This other quote is, "Well, yeah, the stores have 75 cents to 80 cents Loose Black and Mild, but you pay $253 for a 5 in a box." So he's talking about, you know, it's a good deal buying one Loose cigar rather than a whole box. And then we started to ask them also, well, in this population, what do you see are the health effects of these cigars? And we found that there was a real general lack of information and confusion regarding the health effects of black and milds and cigars. And these are just some of the examples of the quotes. "I heard smoking a black is like 5 cigarettes." Someone else said, it's black and milds like better for you than a cigarette because it doesn't have all the chemicals. A lot of people thought that the cigars were more natural because they didn't have all the additives because they've heard all the PSAs about tobacco smoke and cigarettes having all the chemicals in them. But then there would be other people who would respond, "It's all bad for you, black and milds and cigarettes." But in the course of talking about the health effects, invariably in any of the focus groups, the discussion would stop and they would turn to me and ask me, "Well, what are the health effects?" I mean, there really was a lack of information. People didn't know they had not heard anything about cigars or cigar smoke, and so they really did want to learn more. And also, unlike cigarettes, cigars are not supposed to be inhaled. You're supposed to hold the smoke in your mouth and blow it out. But several of our participants also indicated that they were smoking the black and milds like cigarettes, inhaling them, and so it's likely that they're exposing themselves to much more of the tobacco and chemicals. So in summary, black and milds, we found, are an emerging phenomenon, an important contributor to understanding tobacco use in this underserved, non-college-attending, urban African-American population in Baltimore. There exists a lot of confusion and misinformation about the health effects of black and milds, and also there was not any realization that black and milds are cigars and different from cigarettes. And some other, our participants really did never talked about black and milds or never talked about cigars. They were talking about black and milds specifically, or if they smoked one of the other brands, they would talk about the brands. And some researchers have also found that it's likely that national data that is looking at cigar use in young adult populations may be underreporting cigar use in this population because they're asking about cigar use and not specifically about black and milds. Cigarette smokers are also switching to black and milds as a cost-effective alternative to cigarettes due to the lower taxes and the legal availability of loose cigars. And so currently, based on this, the data that we've collected, we've been working at Johns Hopkins, partnering with our community-based partners and the Urban Work Education Program in Baltimore that we've been partnering with to try to address and develop strategies to figure out what we can do about this, raise awareness in the community. And we actually presented the data to the Baltimore City Department of Health, and now the Department of Health is working with the mayor to try to pass a law in Baltimore City to ban the sale of loose cigars in that city. And so it's still in a process, but there seems to be a real momentum going, and so it looks like it might pass. And so I just wanted to acknowledge our community partners who worked on the study with us, and again to highlight that all the work that we're doing is in partnership with our partners, and that we're moving forward in the data collection and reaching this population would not have been we wouldn't have been able to do it without that partnership. Thank you.